The following episode may contain sensitive content. Listener discretion is advised.
Hardest thing was probably when I was sick and all my coughing.
Oh my god, that was the hardest episode to edit.
I know.
You know why? Because it was not just that. My mic kept stopping.
So it was all the things.
So it was like the coughing and my recording kept stopping. Yeah. I was like,
That's right.
We're going to be here forever, you know. And at the end of the day, I was like, you know what? Part of it, Zoom recording, when it got like really chaotic, I was like, okay, this is going to be just a Zoom recording. Yep. And then I'm just going to take those laps of disaster out because holy shit.
It was rough, yeah.
Nuts. But we made it and we uploaded that episode. And for the listeners, if you encounter those issues while listening... We are not sorry.
No. Listen, I mean, how professional do you want this to be?
Because we are doing it all. All of yeah. it. All of it. Like, yeah. It's two people doing shit that they've never done in their life. So, you know? Oh. Welcome. Welcome to the show must go on.
Well, we don't know what the fuck is happening. And I'm Tracy.
No, but the show must go on. You know, it's and I'm Nikki. True. And we're here to judge, you know. Yeah,
this is like the epitome.
The show must go on.
Yeah, of what the title is, doing it.
Exactly. What we're literally doing on a weekly basis. Yeah. Which is we don't know, but we just keep going.
Exactly.
Yep.
And that's life.
How's everything going, T?
Good. I went to Disney over the weekend.
Oh, right. How was that? Yes,
it was good.
How was the decoration?
Yeah, it was good. We did the, I went with my mother. We did the Mickey's Merry Christmas party or whatever. Mm-hmm. So that was fun. But believe it or not, I think we actually really liked the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween a little bit better.
More?
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. Interesting. Why do you think that?
Well, you could trick or treat, which is fun, and they just give you like a shit ton of candy. Whereas this, it was like they only had 5 stations, and you could get like a little cookie and then like a little bit of, they had apple cider at a couple spots. One place had eggnog, which was good though. And then they did have hot chocolate, which it was good. Don't get me wrong. But I just feel like having a big ass bag of candy. I'm chubby.
Yeah. I get what you mean. Yeah. I mean, it's also like after experiencing the big amounts, you know, but the previous private party, because I think they're just private parties.
Yes, this is like a special ticket.
You go to this one and you're like, your standard was higher. So.
And also the parade for that, like the Halloween one, I loved. Because they had a lot more Haunted Mansion, which is like one of my favorite rides. So they had a lot of that. And I don't know. It's funny because I love Christmas. It's one of my favorite holidays.
Wait.
But
talking about Haunted, of course you do. You're Santa Claus. But talking about... I'm only saying that, guys, because Tracy's birthday is on Christmas.
Jesus so, loves me. Bitch. No, I'm kidding. Yeah. I'm like one of the biggest sinners.
No, you're, trust me, I'm you're not. What was I going to say? Okay, so, se me fue el hilo. That means my track of thoughts just went away.
The Haunted Mansion?
Haunted Mansion, yes. So, you know, there's a new Disney cruise. I think it's called Treasure Island.
The Disney Treasure. Like
yeah, they have a Haunted Mansion lounge.
Fuck yeah. Of course I already know that.
And oh, okay. Well, I saw it today and I was like, yes. Oh shit, this looks so good. Like, I was like, I would love to go get a drink there.
Yeah.
They just know how to do it.
Fuck yeah. No, they just really for sure do. That. And then they have, so each night you do like a rotation at a different, like, sit-down restaurant. One of them is Coco-themed. I love Coco.
Oh. Yeah. I mean, Coco is just, like, it's emotionally...
Cry every time.
Intense.
But I laugh.
Yeah, it's, like, Inside Out 1 and 2. Oh. It's, like, just rip my heart out of my chest every time.
Pixar knows what they're doing, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah,
but
they really do that to us.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited. Did you see though? That,
well,
I'm sorry. The treasure that they were on their way from the Netherlands to Port Canaveral, and there were 4 people lost at sea, and the closest ship was the treasure, and they came and they picked them up. They were like 200 miles from the Bahamas. Yeah.
What happened? How did they get lost?
I don't know what happened, but thank God.
And 4 people? That's so many.
Yeah. But imagine, like, no one has been on that ship. No guests. And then these 4 people.
They just had the time of their lives.
Yeah. They got to check everything out first.
Yeah. So, they became influencers that day.
I'm jealous.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Oh my God. Lost. When people say these things, you know, it sounds so like foreign because we see it in movies and stuff. But like this actually happens all the fucking time.
A lot.
Like people get lost in the water.
Like, yeah, in the woods, in the mountains.
I have so much respect for the water. I
would never.
Everywhere. Anywhere. Everywhere there's nature, I'm scared.
But seriously, yeah. I think that's why I'm a city person. You can't really get lost.
Yeah. Exactly. There's too many people. There's people everywhere. Yeah. 100%.
Oh. But it was fun.
What else? Good. I'm glad you had fun still. Did you go to any other parks?
Yeah, we went to all of them.
Oh. Yeah,
we usually do, like, a few hours at, like, each of the parks.
Oh, okay, yeah. Okay. You just split it up nicely. Okay.
So a little here, a little bit of that, a little bit of this.
So was there anything at Epcot, like, yummy, or is this still the Food and Wine Festival?
It was still the Food and Wine Festival. We didn't really have anything, but we did eat at a Coral Reef restaurant, which I've never eaten at before. And actually, like, their menu is small. It's a little limited. Mm-hmm. But it was actually really good. And it's cool because they have the aquarium. So you can see the fish. You can see your dinner that you're going to eat.
Oh, I love that. Hey, guys, I'll eat you later.
Yeah, basically, you're like, I'll have that fish. And then they cook it fresh for you. No. They don't do that. But, I mean, I like an aquarium.
But a little
but
bit.
But a little bit. I mean, this is your cousin.
But a little bit.
Yeah. But I like aquariums and everything. So, like, the ambiance is really nice. And, yeah, it was just, like, a nice meal. I think, like, we were trying to do that, too. Just, like, each time we go, just, like, have a nice sit-down dinner or something.
So, good.
Yeah.
That's good. Well, I'm glad.
That's good. How was your weekend?
What was I going to say? Oh, my weekend was so busy. Tracy.
You're done being an adult. I get it.
Yes, but it's also, like, I get to a point, like, when it comes to, like, socializing, I get to a point that I start shutting down in a way that I need to, like, go in, like, a little moment of myself, you know, of calmness and, you know, quietness. And, like, by Sunday, I was like, okay, I need to, you know, Trace Best Run was visiting Scott. Mm-hmm. And we went to dinner on Friday. And then our friend Andrea texted me and was like, hey, like, you guys want to go on a boat today? We're like, why would we say no to this? These right. offers don't come up that much in Miami. You'd be surprised that they actually don't come up that much. We're like, fuck yeah. We go on a boat. We have a great time. And then on Sunday, I'm like, I just want to be left alone, mm-hmm. you know? And mind you, like, even Friday, Saturday, I worked earlier prior to these social events, you know? And then on Sunday, I just want to, like, vesh around. And we socialize more on Sunday, like, the whole day. So I cannot wait to do quote unquote nothing this weekend. But on Friday, I'm going to see Wicked. And on Saturday, I have dinner with Tats and another friend.
That's nice, though.
But Sunday, nobody can talk to me.
Yeah. You're dead to the world.
Literally. Mm-hmm. I just realized this episode is coming out in Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
Yeah, that's true. I forget. Yeah, happy Thanksgiving. Hopefully.
Happy Thanksgiving.
You have friends, family, good food.
Yeah, and you don't have to talk about politics or you can slap anybody on the face if you like. Like, just do whatever you want, you know? And you don't have to see them if you don't want to.
Yeah.
Period.
It's true.
That's it. Yeah.
Take your car.
Happy Thanksgiving. Yes. Be grateful.
Yeah.
If you have a roof and you have food, you're good. Solid. All you need. So happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Turkey Day. My mom's
like, what are you doing? Happy Turkey Day. My mom's like, what are you doing? I'm like, Mom, you're Dominican. Like, why are you worried about this? Right. You know, because she celebrates like she's American. I'm like, girly.
It's really just girly an excuse to eat and drink, really, so.
Turkey specifically.
Right, mm-hmm. Which is like the last thing I want. Like, I'm a sides person anyway. Like, give me everything else, and then I'll have, like, a little bit of turkey.
Give me the mac and cheese.
I love green bean casserole.
Ooh, yeah, you make it really good, too.
Thank you. So easy to make. Yes. Like, I will just, the whole vat of green bean casserole. I love that. And I'm good. I love that. Like, I don't even need anything else.
I love that. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Well, I'm working on Thanksgiving.
Like, just in the morning,
I'm, like,
right?
teaching two classes. Yeah, I'm teaching two classes, like, with an instructor that I love so much. So, I'm just, like, really, like, chill. I think Trey's going to go see his family. I'll go see mine, since I really never see them. The ones that live here in Miami.
Nice.
And, yeah. And are you seeing your mom's siblings?
So, yeah, it's just going to be my mom and then her brother. So, my uncle.
Okay, Jennifer's brother.
Bob.
Okay. Okay, Bob. So yeah, American.
I know, right? But, yeah, my Uncle Bob.
Okay, so, now that we, like, talk so much shit.
Our favorite.
Yes. So I actually saw a few trailers today, and one of them caught my eye, which was, it's called The Studio, and it was kind of like a teaser, and it's with Seth Rogen, Catherine O'Hara, and Bryan Cranston, and it's like, kind of like, what I understood from it is that Seth Rogen becomes the CEO of this, like, network, I guess. And he's just, like, shitting himself. And I think it's going to be a comedy, and it's going to be great. And you can already tell, like, Bryan Cranston and Catherine O'Hara fucking brilliant, per usual.
I love them. Like, I'm not the biggest fan of Seth Rogen, but everybody else, I will watch it.
And I think he's... Because I'm not a big fan of him either, but I think his roles are getting better because they're not the same.
Yeah.
You know, they're not the same, like, stupid American dude that drinks beer, the same bullshit, you know. I think they're becoming more either serious or a different type of comedy.
Like, he's maturing a little bit.
Yeah, and it's like he's probably mature in real life, but like his character is the one that he's portraying.
Right, he's always like
are becoming a little bit
doobies, doobies and poopies,
like doobies and boobies.
That's true. Like basically, like right? knocked up.
Exactly, or like neighbors, yeah. You know. So. Yeah, it looked really, really interesting.
Okay.
And then I also saw that the book Verity is becoming a movie, and Anne Hathaway will be the star in it, the leading girl. Have you read it?
Yes.
Did you like it? Okay. You didn't like it. Well, you don't like that author, right? You told me that's not your jam.
Yeah, no. Okay. Because it was a lot of sex. And I'm not a prude.
Oh, it's one of those?
Yeah, I'm not a prude, but it was like 50 Shades of Grey. Like, it's just any excuse to be like, I just wanted to tear his clothes off. And it's like, okay, we get it. And listen.
Anne Hathaway.
Yeah, it's like, okay, I get it. Women, power to you and your sexuality. There's nothing wrong with that. But when I read a book, I don't want to... read that. That's just me personally. Mm. Like, I don't like the spicy novels. I don't do that.
I get it. But you know what? After everything that happened with It Ends With Us and Blake Lively's cancellation in the pop culture, I have no idea how that's going to go for that girl. I feel bad for her, but she just kept drowning in her own fucking mistakes.
She did it to herself. Like, she could have handled it so much better. And her publicists and, like, PR people, how are they not like, hey, so we need to have a conversation?
And also, like, even after the fact, like, she didn't find a way to, like, redeem herself either. She just gone quiet. And again, I'm not a celebrity. I don't know how these things are handled. But she has daughters, so
yeah,
you know, you need to be like really careful when you promote movies like this, number one, and then how you handle anything that's not that is not good PR for you. So I hope that solves itself at some point. But Anne Hathaway starring in a movie is always good news. I mean, we do get Princess Diary 3. Oh. But we also get her in a sexy movie, too. Are you kidding me? I'm going to read the book just because she's going
to
be in the
movie.
And
listen, you know? The movie might be better.
Exactly, because it's Anne Hathaway.
Right.
You know?
I am curious who they're going to choose to play the guy.
Because
that makes a difference, too. Because he's supposed to be really fucking hot.
That's true.
So.
That's true. Oh, okay. And then the Rotten Tomatoes score came out for Wicked, which is 96%, which is huge. Yeah. Huge. And then the audience gave it a 99, which is also huge.
That's amazing.
You know, I feel it's like, I'm scared now to go to the movies because of the expectation now is really high.
It's been so built up.
You know, it's been so built up. But everything I see, I have yet to see somebody talk shit about it.
Right.
And be like, no, I have not seen that. So, you know, I'm trying to skip anything about it at this point. Because I'm like, let me just see the movie. I just want to see it.
There was like a special last night on one of the networks. And my mom was watching it. And I was like, I'm going to bed. I'm leaving. Like, I didn't want to watch it.
Yeah, well, it just came out. It's like, how did they make the movie? And I'm like, I don't want to see this before watching the movie. I want to see, you know. So that's going to be interesting. And then I saw the teaser for How to Train Your Dragon.
The live action one.
Live action, yes. And it looked really, really interesting.
Cute.
I know, it's gonna be really
That's
cute
a good idea too. Now. I'm sorry, real quick, that because Universal is building in Florida that like epic universe, and they're having all these like different parks. Like,
I cannot believe Super Tracy, Nintendo that opens next year.
May 22nd of 2025. I know that's so soon, but one of the lands
that's so fast.
One of the lands is gonna be How to Train Your Dragon. So that's actually like really that's good timing. Cool. That like might build it up a little mm-hmm. bit more. So
I'm sure the movie will come out like right then, like around that time.
I mean,
too.
That would be smart.
Yeah. I just can't believe, because I feel like they announced Epic Universe like the other day.
Like a month ago, maybe?
Yeah. And they were like, oh, and by the way, it's going to open tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, what the? Unless just time is just flying by more than we think, you know?
I mean, it's already Thanksgiving. Like, this year's almost over.
Oh, God.
So,
what the hell?
Kind of, yeah.
And then, circling back to Wicked, I watched The Wizard of Oz.
You've seen it before, though.
2 days ago. I've seen it before, yeah. I just wanted to, like,
like a refresh
yeah. my mind. But I was actually telling Trey, because I was like, honey, you want to watch it with me since we're gonna, he's like, it's so long. And I was like, I know it's long, but whatever, it's not that long.
No.
It's I just feel like the last time I saw it was so long ago, right, that I was younger and it felt longer,
because she goes on a fucking journey. It's like, it's yeah, a lot that happens, right. Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah. It's a lot, you know. But it's only like an hour and 45 minutes, which is a normal
yeah.
movie time, you know. Yeah. But I enjoyed it so much, and it's just the lion will always get to me, the way he was like afraid. And then when he's like, "Is somebody like talk my tail?" They're like, you did.
Yeah. Oh, little pussy.
It's just like, it's, yeah. I mean, he's a lion, yeah. Kind of like a cat. Yeah. So, yeah, it was just like a nice refresher since. And I do say to everyone, if you're going to watch Wicked, if you haven't seen The Wizard of Oz, you definitely should
see it. I
mean,
it's a classic. And, what are you doing?
Get some information in that brain before going right to the movie.
Because I think they are going to make a lot of references to it in Wicked.
100%. 100%. And then I saw, I haven't finished it yet, a documentary about John Williams.
Legend.
And Tracy, you know, let's think of an actor that you're watching them and you feel joy. Tom Hanks. You know, yeah. I'm watching John Williams and I'm hearing his story and how he started and his parents and his siblings and like from the beginning, they're telling you his life. And I am just so happy for him.
I mean,
you know,
such talent.
He's just like, his mind is just so special, and because every major film with that you actually remember the melody of the music mm-hmm. is his melody,
right?
He created that,
right?
Like, we all know Star Wars, we all know Jaws, we all know Jurassic Park, we know Home Alone,
Indiana Jones,
we know Harry Potter, Indiana Jones, like mm-hmm. the list goes on and on and on mm-hmm. and it is E.T. It's amazing, yeah. like what his creativity does to a normal people's brain.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
So, It's I do say watch it when you have a chance. I haven't even finished it, and I was just like this is just so beautiful, right. You know, and to know that people like him exist, you know, and the way that their brain works, it's fucking magical. I loved That's it.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you know that John Williams' son is the lead singer of Toto?
Yep.
I did not know that.
I thrashed the waves down and up.
Yes. I didn't know that. Yeah. Like, I saw that and my mind was blown. Because I love Toto, but.
Yeah. And like, he's, like, you'll see, more, like, you'll, like, his whole family, it's music.
Yeah.
His, like, it comes from behind him, from his parents, you know, and then his wife who passed away, like,
yeah.
And let me tell you, he's like 92, 93, I think, mm-hmm. right now. So yeah, it's important that you watch it before we lose him, because I just feel like, you know, it's,
I will probably cry. When I see that,
I think
Quincy
I think
Jones just passed away. So,
yeah. Oh my God, his daughter Rashida.
Yeah.
When she, her speech, I was like, I just watched Justice speech, and I was like, oh my God. I told my dad to watch the John Williams documentary.
Oh, he's like, gonna
I have it saved. He's gonna be obsessed with it.
For sure. Wow. Beautiful. I'll have to watch
it. Well, talking about, like, you have to. Major. It's so good. Talking about, you know, holiday movies like Home Alone. Welcome to holiday season again. Here we are. Judging another holiday film that literally just came out. Yeah. I am so glad you were on that. Because I remember seeing a little bit of the trailer and thinking it was coming out in December. So, thank you for that. So, what we're reviewing today is Hot Frosty from Netflix that came out this past Friday, which for you guys would be 2 weeks ago. T-Bone, you want to tell them the little synopsis?
Sure. So, Hot Frosty is about a widow, Kathy, who magically brings a snowman to life. His innocence helps her heal and find love again. They bond before the holidays, but he's doomed to melt. Dun, dun, dun.
Dun, dun, dun.
So dramatic.
So dramatic. And it was directed by Jerry Sicoriti, who had also directed 14 episodes of Schitt's Creek. I'm just going to say from the beginning, I fucking loved this movie. I loved the little references to other movies. It just, like, made my heart happy. There was a reference to Pretty Woman. There was a reference to Mean Girls. And there was a third one. Fuck, and I said it while I was watching it. I should have written it down.
I'm like, sure while we're talking about movie. It, it'll come to you.
Okay. Yeah. I was pleasantly surprised, and maybe it's because of Make Me Next Christmas last
week. I mean, I kind of feel like anything would be better than that.
Yeah, and I really liked it, and I also like noticing in the middle of it that was like Ted from Schitt's Creek. I was like, wait, is that Ted? Yeah. It just also made me really happy, you know, to see him, you know, working.
Yeah.
I feel like anytime we see a good actor and then we don't see them for a while, we're like, oh my God, or did they not get a job?
Yeah.
So seeing him, you know, be that leading actor in this movie made me really happy.
Right.
What do you think about it, Trace?
I thought it was cute because here's my thing. Like, it is silly and goofy, but you know what you're getting into in the first 5 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, it already sets you up for it because So in the beginning, we basically meet Lacey Chabert, who's Kathy, and she, her home is sort of falling apart. Like, her heat doesn't work, and all these things don't work, and you could tell that she was married at one point, and something happened to her husband, so she's by herself. Yeah. She owns this cute diner in the middle of town. She's very sweet. She knows everybody there, and she's just such a warm-hearted, good person. And she goes across the street, and there's a couple who owns, like, a boutique. And they give her this scarf. And that night, there's this ice sculpture contest or snow sculpting contest. And there's this, basically, Adonis statue of a man. Yeah. And next to him are these, like, regular snowmen. And they both are wearing scarves, and he's not. So she's like, oh, you need this more than I do, and wraps it around him.
Yeah.
Walks away, and then, like, 5 minutes later, he's a real man or whatever. So it's like, that's in the first and 5 minutes.
He's running naked on the street.
And I love the older couple, and he's like, honey. And she's like, shh, I'm trying to. I'm trying to get my eye candy on.
Yeah, that was so funny when he's, like, fixing this car. Like, making it look different, and it's just, like, they don't show it, obviously, but it's, like, no, like, keep it covering your penis.
Well, I'm sure the woman was fine with him wrapping that scarf just around his neck.
She was just, she was, like, we ain't calling nobody, I'm just gonna watch.
Yep.
I loved it. Yeah. She was so good. And then, yeah, so he kind of, like, finds clothes through this door. He, like...
breaks the window.
He, like, falls into this store, breaks the window, and then he just grabs, like, an kind of like an old or like a jumpsuit or like an overall. That says, obviously, that says Jack,
which is cute. Yeah, Jack Frost.
Well, always is exactly seen it from Jack. You see, that's another reference,
right?
You know, like, that's the OG, you know, Jack. And I kind of love that it was, like, hot frosty. Because I'm like, yeah, like, his body was insane.
Yeah.
I did not know that actor worked out that hard.
Like, I remember on Schitt's Creek, him having, like, a nice body, like, his arms and everything. Like, yeah, but we didn't really get to see him like that. So, no, you don't know. But I remember, like, his arms were very sculpted, which, great. Yeah. But for this, it was like, holy shit. Okay.
I mean, he, I was like, he definitely is on a, like, he follows a meal plan for sure. Yeah. Because there was, his fat percentage was, there was no fat there.
Non-existent.
It was just muscles. Right. That's all we got.
He takes care of himself, for which, sure.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't know if you felt this. I was like, can somebody fix his hair?
Yeah, he's the type of guy where it's like the long hair does not work for him, and he looks better at least with, like, a 5 o'clock shadow or, like, a little bit of facial hair.
Yeah. No, but at the end of the day, the hair was driving me nuts. Because I think it was also, like, I don't think he wears in real life his hair like that. It was, like, for the movie.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my God. Like, you know, when she's, like, getting him clothes and doing, like, the whole, like, makeover, I was thinking, like, oh, is she going to, like, fix his hair too?
That would be great. Yeah, I do.
That would have been amazing. Yeah. Or, like, put it back on, like, a ponytail or something.
Yeah. They could have figured something out.
You know?
I didn't like the long hair.
But in the sculpture, it was like he had the hair down. So I think that was, like, the whole point of keeping his hair the way that it was. Right. Okay,
Minor things, I guess.
Yes, I guess.
But yeah.
So he finds some clothes, and then he goes to the diner in the morning, or, like, he goes to, I can't remember if he goes to Kathy's place. No, he goes to the diner, and she's like, oh, wait, who are you? And he's like, this is, like, she shows him or somebody a picture.
Right, because she had taken a picture. of him with the scarf. Because she was like, I'm giving... What I love, too, is, like, this couple is like, here's this scarf, and maybe you'll find love again. And they give some, like, cute little speech. And then she immediately gives it away. Like, someone gives you... gives you a gift, and you're like, okay, here you go. Which...
And that scarf was cute.
It was cute. And also, like, how is he going to benefit from that? He's ice. But I guess it's just showing, like, she is a very selfless, giving person. I guess that's what they're trying
selfless, to show. And I also feel like she... Like, we see a journey in her character of, like, not loving herself to loving herself. Mm. Because she says something like she didn't know who she was without her husband, which this is like the thing about the movie that made me really like it, because there was some depth to it. It wasn't, you know, it's superficial. It was, she was grieving the whole time, the loss of her husband, and you see her like through it find joy again, and it's not superficial, any of it. It's so real. Like, we don't hear people say this much, and a lot of people go through it. Like, I don't know who I am without him. Mm-hmm. You know, like, they lose their identity through their significant other, and people don't talk about that much, you know? And just seeing that being portrayed, you know, in a holiday movie, it was, for me, that's what I liked about it, like, the realness of it. Obviously, it's about a fucking snowman that becomes human, so that part is definitely not real. But, you know, the human part, it had meaning, you know, and to see basically them bringing this old couple that has been together for so long, and then bringing this, like, old neighbor that she just sees this hot guy on her roof, and she's like, wait a minute, like, I need some of this too,
right?
Which was so fucking funny, because she just fucking got into a car accident there. You know, and which, by the way, all these actors were also great.
It was a good cast,
you know. I was like, these are really, really good actors, and they delivered. You know, like, I didn't feel like they were half-assing the job. Let's talk about that old lady. Oh, my gosh. She was so funny. And when she says, wait till the girls see this, I was like, oh, my God, that's me and my girlfriends.
Yeah, you know what? I kept looking, and I was like, who is that? Who is that? And I was like, oh, my God, that's Lauren Holly. Which, one of my favorite movies is Dumb and Dumber.
Oh, so, you know, her face seems so familiar.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of them, I was like, I've seen this person.
In other things.
We saw Daryl from The Office.
Right,
you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people in it, for sure. And, like, comedians, too.
We saw this guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. Yeah,
and
her
friend, who's the doctor, she's in a lot of stuff, and she's hilarious. Mm-hmm. So it's like you have a lot of comedic actors, which is great.
Yeah.
But yeah, that scene when so that's another thing I was mentioning, like, her heat doesn't work. There's a hole in her ceiling and it's dripping, and she's got the bucket. Oh, and what's so funny is, like, she basically tells him that you have to lay low because the sheriff in town, who's Daryl from The Office.
Daryl.
Craig Robinson. He takes it very seriously, and he's like, I need to go find this person. They're wreaking havoc on our town, and they're dangerous. So she's like, you need to just stay in my house and watch TV.
Yeah.
And he learns things really quickly.
He's like, I'm so smart. And I'm like, damn.
Yeah. Which, that's kind of great.
That's extremely smart.
Because he ends up, like, making her dinner and making eggnog just from, like, watching cooking shows. And I like, that was cute. But one of the things is her ceiling, and it's dripping, and he learns how to fix it. So he goes onto the roof, and he's fixing her roof for her. And Lauren Holly is driving by and just ogling at his magnificent body.
I mean, he's fixing it under the snow, shirtless.
Right, because, I mean, He anytime he's indoors and it's above like 50 degrees, he's hot. So it's like, of course he's outside in the snow and he has his shirt off, you know, working.
Oh, I remember the reference.
Okay, go.
Beauty and the Beast. That's it. At the end, when she says, I think I'm falling in love with you, and he comes to life.
Oh, and because she kisses him, too? Oh, okay.
Because, you know, in Beauty and the Beast, it's, I love you.
Right.
She's like, I don't want you to die, and her tear.
Yep.
Ring. Oh, are you kidding me? All these references, I was like, this is... Honestly, I hope it was on purpose.
I'm sure.
But it's fucking adorable. I loved it.
It was really cute.
And I'm not a like I don't like cheesy shit. You know.
Yeah.
I just think it was like well done. Right.
I did laugh at a few parts when it was like they were making sugar cookies, and she's eating a snowman, and she bites the head off, and he's looking at her like his oh shit.
Yeah,
I thought that was cute.
And the hot pizza and the cold pizza.
Right.
You know, like the little detail like that. But it also like shows you like, because if you direct a Schitt's Creek, you're good. Because there's not one bad episode on that show.
No.
That show is so fucking good, you know. And he directed 14 of them.
Right.
So it just tells you a lot of the kind of like director he is.
Yeah, like he knows how to capture those moments, like the funny moments. And so it's not like it doesn't feel forced. It's like more natural comedic timing. But yes.
So yeah, he's fixing the fucking ceiling shirtless on the rooftop.
She crashes her car. Which I was
like, oh my gosh. She crashes her car and she's like drooling over him, and she's like, Kathy is so lucky. And then she's like, I need some fixing done at my place. And he's like, okay, I'll put a shirt on. And she's like, no, you don't have to.
Yeah.
I freaking love that she said that. And then all the girls see him, and then they even offer him a job. They're all drooling while he's like doing stuff in the house.
Putting in a lamp or whatever, and they're literally all sitting around a fire looking at him drinking their wine. What a vibe. It's kind of creepy, but also like, you know what?
I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's so real, especially if, like a small town.
Yeah.
A new like hot guy comes in and they're like, oh my god, fresh meat. Because
doesn't even at one point the other cop, what's his name, Jolo Truglio or whatever his name is, the guy from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he's like, you're like a 10 out of 10. He's like, huh, I don't know what that is. He's like, you know, like if you had to rank someone out of 10, like you're ten, like you're really hot.
Yeah. And he's like, well, I think you are too.
Yeah. He's like, I love the lapels. Oh, great.
Yeah. Oh god. I think the casting was really, really good. Then, you know, we see him really not lay low at all. She kinda like gives him a makeover. He loves her right away, but I also think it's that, you know, she brought me back to life,
right.
You know, and it's like a different type of connection. And she's like, I can't love anyone. Like, I'm not in a, which again, I think it's that detail and the depth of it. It's not what we saw last week, that it was like I met him once head over heels.
And I think that's why I liked it too, is because she isn't a hugger. Like, she's not very affectionate. She's more realistic about things. She was like, don't say love unless you mean it. You know, like you can't be
don't just throw this word
exactly
like that. This is how most of us think,
right. You know?
Most of us that are, you know, sane. Not helpless romantic, you know? Because there are some people that just, I can't explain it, but there's some people that just fall in love really quickly. Right. But yeah, those little things of like, I'm not a hugger. I'm not in an emotional place to love anybody. I don't even know who I am after I lost my husband.
When he,
and seeing the house the way it was too, it just says how deep her depression is right now.
I mean, she even said, you know? She's like, I can't, I'm not taking care of myself. Like, everybody knows it.
Mm-hmm. It's so real and raw, you know?
That's true.
And I think that's what made me, like, so I fucking love this movie, you know? And that you just, just having this stranger come into her life and in an innocent way too, like she's helping him because again it's what you said, she's selfless, but she doesn't know that he's helping heal her, you know. And it was just like that, those little things were really well portrayed for me,
because I guess it's like he's discovering living and life and all these rules of like how things work in the world. So it's like a child and her having to explain these things. And I think it's sort of like a self-discovery for her. Because you don't think about these things because it's like we know it. So then having to explain it to someone who doesn't.
Yeah, she's seeing kind of like life through him.
Right.
Like those the little things that are so big for him, you know?
Because like when he goes to the school and he's helping the kids with they're setting up for the dance.
He's so happy to help.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's super hot too, you know, to see, you know, that he was finding, he was super hot physically, but like, you know, him like finding, you know, joy in those little things and her seeing that and be like, you know, it's not that bad right now, you know.
Well, even like again with the pizza and him making dinner, she was like, I can't remember the last time I cooked for myself. So that was sort of like a, oh shit, I'm not taking care of myself. But also, how nice is it that this guy just comes in and is making me dinner?
And then we see him helping with the dance. And then him, when he asks the other cop to help him, because he has to ask her to the dance.
Right.
And so he's also like, I don't know how to dance. And they're just dancing outside. And Daryl from the window is like, what the fuck is going on?
I know. I just love that. He's like, what?
You know, I found it really funny because in Brooklyn Nine-Nine, he does play a character like that. He plays a character that's so innocent. He believes in love, like wholeheartedly, and he believes in learning how to dance. He loves cooking. Like, I could see Brooklyn Nine-Nine character in this guy, which was also a cop. You know, in Brooklyn Nine-Nine. So I think for me, that made it even funnier because I'm like, oh my God, here comes this character specifically, you know, helping him, you know, how do I ask her and the dancing too. And then they go to, they go to the shops to get him new outfits. And I freaking love that they played Pretty Woman, the song. Walking down this street, and it's him.
Yep. Yeah. No, I love that. And I love
And I love the little reference of the jewelry box.
Love that. And I love a makeover montage. Like, oh, one of my favorite things in a movie. Good. So, that was cute, too. Yeah.
We just needed the hair.
Yeah.
I just wanted a little, and it was like, you don't have to cut it, just brush it.
Yeah.
just brush it.
Your hair, you homeless
just
snowman.
Just brush it, put it up a little bit. Yeah, yeah. So we see that whole Pretty Woman reference because they do use the music and they do the little jewelry box moment too. Then they do go to the dance, and they have, again, a moment that is so real. Because I think it's the moment that she kind of, like, lets, like, her wall goes down, and they're about to kiss. Uh-huh. And it's the opposite this time. This time, he is like, no. And he's like, I don't know how long we have here, and I don't want you to go through loss again.
Right.
You know, because in a cheesy movie, from Help Us, a romantic movie, they would have kissed.
Right.
And yeah, and it's over. And there, maybe there's a little fight, and then it's over.
Yeah.
You know, but this one, it just leaves you hanging, because it's like that part there leaves you like, wait, I want more, yeah. You know, and she finally hugs him. In that moment, because she felt that he cared for her and for her feelings. Mm-hmm. You know? And you know how hard that is to show in a short amount of time?
Really difficult.
You know, we've seen many movies, Tracy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where we're there 30 minutes in and they're still trying to show us something. And we're like, I got places to go.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And it's only like an hour and a half.
Yeah, like that's what I'm saying. It's like, it's a short movie, mm-hmm. and we got all these meaningful moments that made us care for the characters.
Yeah.
You know, I cared about her. She was so real and raw. I care about him, and he wasn't even fucking real.
Not yet.
You know? Not yet. He was a snowman.
Right.
And let's talk about the doctor, which I was obsessed with her.
I love her. She's so funny.
She was like, what's wrong with the little magic here? You right. know? He's telling you he's a snowman. And she just kept using the thermometer.
Right. I did love that when she was like, okay, so what's the situation here? And she's like, well, he's obviously a drifter and this and that. And yeah. she's like, or he's a snowman come to life. And she's like, you believe that? Out of yeah. all the scenarios yes. I just gave you that seem more plausible, yes. you believe that he's this yeah. ice sculpture that yeah. has come to life. And she's like, sure.
Yeah.
Why not?
And again, this is a conversation that, let's say, you and I would have.
Yeah.
You know? It's like the doubting of it, mm-hmm. you know? Because, again, in another movie, they would be like, oh, yeah, he's a snowman. We're moving on, you know? Right. Like, you're letting the leading character be in self-doubt about it.
Right.
You know? Be like, this, are you fucking
It's not rational. It's nuts.
Yeah, like, how could, like, I love when
right.
they do
in
that.
What world could this scenario that actually is happening ever happen? They believe mm-hmm. everything, but
exactly, and just her be like, have fun with him, you know.
Yeah,
just like, what's the worst thing that could happen?
Mm-hmm. You know, I love when she's like, you can come stay with me, and he's like, but I want to stay with Cassie.
Like, I feel more comfortable with
it. Right, and the doctor's probably like, oh, dang God. It.
I know.
I missed my chance.
All the women were going nuts.
Gaga over him. I guess there's yeah. no hot men yeah. in that little town.
That scene where he's eating the ice and Daryl also dives in the ice.
They're having like an ice eating competition. Like, he's like, why are you eating ice?
He's like, yeah.
Because I'm hot.
Like that's gonna, and like that's gonna solve the case.
Yeah.
I loved in like, again, like every character was so detailed in their character, like they all had their own journey. Mm-hmm. I love when he's like at the bar and the owner of the store across the street is like, we haven't had a murder in in 100 years. And he's like, you're welcome. Yeah.
I did think that was really funny. He was like, since I've been sheriff, we've never had a murder. And they're like, we haven't had one in 100 years. You're welcome. Like,
you're welcome.
Okay, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, God. It was so good because he did take it so seriously. And I think right. It was because that there's nothing to do there.
Yeah.
You know? And then he like, there's, it for him, it was probably so boring. That's why he kept creating these scenarios in his head. He was like, oh, they're trying to set me up because, right. You know, we have, like, a change coming up, like, the mayor, blah, 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 blah. They're setting me up for failure. They don't want me as the sheriff. And I was like, man, you must be so bored thinking that they're actually trying to do this to you.
Right.
In a super fucking small town.
And, like, a stranger coming into town, they must be dangerous. I mean, he's out there running around with his pee-pee out, so he's causing trouble.
Or shirtless.
Right. I love, too, that when Jack buys the necklace for Kathy... Which, that was very sweet, but he's like, I guess I used your credit card.
So you, like, and the glass door, when he was like, it was free. I think it was a giveaway.
Yeah, and she's like, no, my credit card information's connected to my laptop. And he was like, thanks.
Yep, moving on.
Yeah, he was like, it's really expensive. Yeah. And I'm like, how much could she be making? Because when at the end, when he ends up going to jail.
Yeah.
And they set his bond at like $2,000. And she runs back to her diner to see what she has in her safe. And she is short.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know by how much. But.
Well, I think she only had like $800 or something like that. She says,
"Oh, I miss that."
Like, she counts it and she's like, it's like 800. It's like not enough. Mm. But I also, like, you also have to think, it's like, yeah, they don't make much, but also their expenses are like zero. You know, that's like true. How much is rent in a town like that?
That's true. She probably doesn't pay too and much.
She
for
obviously,
her
she, no, and she obviously doesn't have to like. Buy groceries. I'm surprised she had so many groceries for him to make all those things.
That's true.
Because she just eats at the
diner.
Also
her car. Like, it was like an old little beat up thing.
Yeah, but I think it was old. This is interesting too. And that might be like a technical thing. You see Daryl with a flip phone.
That's
so
true.
Like, wait.
Yeah.
Is this like, when is this based on? But if you can buy stuff online.
Mm-hmm. Is it just like because they're a small town, so they don't care about like the newer things, or they are a little bit behind with some stuff?
Maybe, but I can't even remember seeing many phones through it. You know?
Yeah.
And all the cars were older.
Right.
So I was like, wait, is this like maybe like 2000? But it has to be like a little bit higher, like 2005 for you to like buy shit online and arrive.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. That was confusing. Yeah. I will have to like look it up because I was like, wait, is this based on like a different decade?
Right. I mean, see, that's the thing. I don't think it is supposed to be, but...
I'm trying to think how her TV looked like. Was it older, the TV?
No, I think she had a flat screen.
Okay. So maybe it was just that phone and the cars.
Yeah, I'm just going to chalk it up to that. It's like... a smaller town, and you know, maybe they,
because when he takes a picture of him,
right,
of Jack, I was like,
she has a smartphone, because when she takes the picture of him, it's on her.
All right. Yes. yes, it's on an iPhone, but then he takes out his flip phone and takes a picture of him with a flip phone. I was like, this is, how good of a quality is that picture?
Excellent. HD, baby.
Pixelation station.
That's true. Oh, my God.
Oh, God.
I mean, I guess, I don't know, maybe they're trying to do something with his character with that. Make him seem a little more old-fashioned, like, in his mindset, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah, probably.
Because they have to have, like, a villain, you know? So he's, like,
that's true, sort of that's true.
The bad guy in this. And then at the end, and then his son.
When he arrests him, too.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Well, like, I don't know if you feel that, but I was sad. I was like, oh, no, he's going to melt. And yeah. when they finally convince him to bail him, I was like, he melted already. That's what all I thought. Right. I was like, oh, no, he's going to melt, yeah. You know?
I mean, he was being such a hard ass, too. Like, first of all, why do you have to arrest this guy? He really didn't do anything bad. Second of all, then you're like,
he already bought the glass back.
Right, and then you're like, bail is at $2,000, which seems a lot. And then also, on top of it, you're like, oh, it's Christmas Eve? Well, you can't come back and bail him out until the 26th.
Bro, chill. You have nothing to do, obviously.
Right? Like, it's the holidays. Because
you were so excited about this.
Yeah, yes. I think it's just, you know, some people get power trips.
Yes, I agree. And then, you know, they take Jack or Hot Frosty out of jail, and they put him in the snow. And I was like, oh, no. Like, I really thought he was going to die.
Yeah. I was like, I would have, like, put snow on him. Like, I feel like laying him in it wasn't enough. Like, you got to pack that ice on him.
I thought they were going to take his shirt off again. I was like, take the shirt off and just...
What Nikki really wanted.
Well, you know, it's not bad for the visuals.
No.
So, you know, you just put him there, Jesus Christ style. And then,
yep.
And then just put tons of snow around him and, like, on his chest and, like, cool him off a little bit. But they just, like, put him there like a prop.
Right. Yeah, no, I know. And then she gives him a little smooch, and her friend is like, he's gone. And I'm like, how do you know? It's been 2 minutes. Give it a second.
She tells him, I think I'm falling in love with you. Like, yeah. Don't. And that kiss brings him back.
Yeah.
She, and when he's like, Kathy?
He, like, pops up, too.
And she,
Kathy?
I know. And then when he says, like, I feel so weird. Like, everything is like,
yeah,
moving, and she's like, you're cold. And I love the town people, he's cold, he's cold.
Hello. That's true.
Comment.
Yes, all the comments. I mean, and I love that it's like the whole town is there, and it's like 50 people.
You know, everyone knows each other. Yeah. And the kids too. Oh, God. I really liked it. For me, that's a really good holiday movie.
It was cute.
I would be like, you're going to like it. It's a rom-com. It's holiday. The actors went to work. The storyline is good. There's reference to all rom-coms, yeah, too, which I fucking loved.
Yeah. It was sweet. Yeah. Simple.
Yes. Yeah. Like, not complicated. Like, no crazy storylines, you know. I fucking, it's so refreshing, you know?
Right.
To be like, oh my God, why are you taking me here and there and there and that? No.
Right.
Just like make me fall in love with the characters. And they did. They really did. So, do you have fun facts?
I have a couple of things. Just real quick.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah, there's not too much. Okay, so, the movie was filmed in Brockville, Ontario, Canada.
They love Canada.
We have another Canada. And then they filmed it in, like, April and May of this year, of 2024.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. So, very fast.
Okay.
Two of the kids at the school are named Doug and Daryl, which are the names of Craig Robinson's characters in Brooklyn Nine-Nine and The Office. At one point, because the little kid, when he asked the girl to the dance, and she's like, yeah, I'll go with you. And he's like, cool. And then Jack does it too. So that whole thing, it's from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. It's one of the catchphrases where Craig Robinson and Jolo Trulio both started that. And they're the sheriffs in this movie. The first song that plays is Jingle Bell Rock, which, of course, that iconic scene in Mean Girls when they do the dance.
And I was gonna say, like, the moment the movie started, I could tell, I don't know what it is. I don't know what it is. It's about directing or music shows or what it is. Well, we're here in this podcast to find out. I could tell that it wasn't gonna be bad. I don't know if it was the quality of the shot. I don't know what it was.
Yeah.
I was like, this feels like a higher quality than just the first 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think you can get a feeling.
Again, I don't... Yeah, like, I don't know what it is. I mean, it's many things, probably, but... Yeah.
Yeah, you get it. It's just like an aura of the film. Like, you can already tell just, like, the music and just, like, the opening shot. Like, you... Like I said, even within the first couple minutes, like, it set you up right away. Like, you know what you're getting into. Like, you don't miss anything. Let's go. So,
yeah.
I do appreciate that. Just one more. So, the ice sculpture is actually based on Dusty Mulligan, Jack. So, what happened was, is that the director, Jerry, called him. And he was like, I think you'd be perfect for this role. Well, it was like 2 weeks before filming started. Yeah, so he just, like, set, like, his wife just, like, took some pictures of him and, like, face, you know, body, 360, and just, like, sent it off. So this person, whoever sculpted it, had, like, 2 weeks to do it and get it done.
But let's just talk about the fact that...
And his body was already like
that. He was going to film... Exactly.
He didn't have time to prep.
He found out 2 weeks before, which means this guy... looks like that on a day-to-day basis.
He's already shredded. Yeah. Like, he just keeps up. He's just a very, like, fit person.
Yeah. Yeah, like, 100%. Wow. Mm-hmm. That's so interesting.
Yeah.
And I do believe that all of those were referenced. I mean, obviously, the Mean Girls was obvious when she sees Lindsay Lohan, and she's like, oh, that looks like a girl I went to high school with. I was like, beautiful.
I love that.
I, like, even rewind, and I was like, honey, look at this.
Yeah.
And he's like...
Yeah.
And then the Beauty and the Beast one at the end, and the Pretty Woman. Mm-hmm. The, like, three of them. Yeah. And I'm sure there were probably maybe more, like, little Easter eggs.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Really cute.
I really liked it. Mm-hmm. So, do you have any more?
No.
You're good. Okay, so the Rotten Tomatoes score was 90%, which I, because I really liked it. I was like, oh my God, if Rotten Tomatoes doesn't give it a good thing, I'm like, maybe I'm nuts.
No, I mean.
The audience gave it a 56, which I'm like, I don't agree with that.
It's a little low.
It's a little low, but I also don't know how many people have seen it.
Right.
Since it just came out. So new. Maybe it'll go higher up. And then IMDb has 5.5 stars.
Yeah. Not bad, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. So I give it 2 thumbs up. It was so good. I really enjoyed it. It was really, really nice.
It's cute. It's just like a feel-good movie. Just like, so you could watch it with the kids. I mean, there's like a there's a few innuendos in there, but it'll just go over their head.
But they won't get it.
They won't understand. Yes.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it has some good messages in there. Yes. Oh, because like at the end when they give each other presents and Jack gives her the like how to on like DIY or whatever. Mm-hmm. And what does it say? Something about like loving yourself. I don't know. What's the fucking inscription he puts in there?
Yes. Yeah, I remember that. Yeah. Yeah.
Like the most important. And then, I don't know. Whatever. And then she gets him a trip to Hawaii.
Because he really wanted to go. And she said, like, you'll go.
One day.
With somebody one day. Right. You know?
Yeah. I thought that was cute.
So sweet. And he's obviously so excited because now he will not melt.
Right. Because he's human. Yeah. But I was thinking, like, as they're going to the airport, I was like, so what's the process of him getting his ID? Does he have a social security number? Birth certificate?
What's his first and last name?
It's like
you gotta
Frost.
Create this whole new ID. Yes, mm-hmm. Literally. Yeah. Literally. Or Hot Frosty.
Jack Hot Frosty like, McGee.
My name is Hot.
And then I'm sure all the women would be like, yes, it is.
Oh, my God. All the old ladies, the neighbors.
Oh, that was funny.
God, that whole scene when she just parked there and she just kept staring. The way he came down the ladder.
I was impressed.
I was like,
wow.
Tarzan?
Yeah. Seriously, he slid down the ladder.
I'm sure that was a reference to another movie because the way he came out.
Yeah.
I.
Like no Mission words. Impossible or something.
Beautiful. Well done.
I haven't seen really well any done. Of those movies, but I feel like it would be in something like that.
100%.
James Bond.
Oh my God.
He's like a spy move.
Yes. You haven't seen any of the Mission Impossible? Not even the first one?
Nope.
I feel like the first three were good. I don't know the rest of them.
I mean, there's like
it was
20.
Like, it's too much.
There's like 20 now.
It's like Fast and Furious. Yeah. I'm like, I watched the first two.
Too many.
Bye.
Although I do give Tom Cruise credit because he does all of his own stunts, which is insane.
That's true. That's really
some
true.
Some of that shit is crazy. But...
Yeah, but he's also in Scientology.
Yeah, I know. That's why I'm
gross.
Like...
Gross.
Yes. But I do give him credit for that. But yeah.
Well, we recommend
it. It was cute. Go watch it for this holiday season.
It's so good. You can watch it with your family. You can watch it with your parents and not be uncomfortable.
That's true.
What a gift.
Yeah. There's like no sex in
even
it.
At this age.
Oh my God.
At this age, my parents would be around and there's a sex scene. I'd be like, somebody take me away from here.
Yes. It's
right
still
now.
Uncomfortable.
Take me away.
Yeah.
Enjoy it for the holidays. And I guess that's it for today, right?
Yes. Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, everyone. I hope you ate really, really yummy food or you're going to eat really yummy food. And let us know how that goes. You can email us, comment on Instagram, but also review, like, subscribe, follow, all the terms that you need to be in touch with us.
All the things. We appreciate it.
We appreciate it.
We're grateful
so much,
for you.
So thank you. Yeah, we are. What are something you're grateful for, T-Bone, before we close this?
Well, this podcast for you.
Oh, same.
Yeah.
And you know what? Health.
Of course.
Good health.
Yeah.
You know? Even though I'm like, I have allergies today, I'm like, you know what? I'm pretty healthy.
Yes. Yes, of course. I mean... Yeah. Compared to some people, I'm very lucky.
Yes.
So. With your flat feet and scoliosis. Sorry.
You know it, baby.
Your
they just
asthma.
Build me up.
Other than that.
They just make me stronger.
That's true.
Oh, man.
Amen to that.
Okay, everyone. Thank you for listening.
Thank you. Until next time. Bye.
Bye.